Do you like movies, comic books, science fiction, and more? Then you've come to the right place. This is the Rebel Radio Podcast. You can find us at therebelradiopodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Thank you for listening and enjoy the show. Welcome to a new episode of the Rebel Radio Podcast. This is Mark.
This is Matt.
Long, the air breather.
The air breather?
What? Yep. I mean, that goes without saying. That was pretty underwhelming long.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be whelming, not under or over.
Oh, okay.
I'm supposed to be whelming.
Whelming?
Yeah. Not underwhelming, not overwhelming, just whelming.
Just whelming. Mm-hmm. I almost pulled along and wore my poncho and sombrero for this, but I didn't.
Machete never wears a sombrero or a poncho.
Yeah, but the senator does, doesn't he? They're like, okay, well, if you want to live, you can be a Mexican now. And he's like, arriba. And he's like, starts shooting some hombres.
Right.
Yep. We'll talk about that.
Man, this is... you ever feel like you have those weeks that just kind of go by and you kind of go through the motion of work and kid activities or whatever, and it just kind of has like this surreal, awkward, really long feeling to it. For some reason, that's what it feels like. It feels like it was 2 weeks ago we recorded Top Gun, even though I know it was just 7 days ago. That's just kind of how this week has felt for some reason.
You know? Yeah.
I don't know why. It hasn't been excessively busy or anything. It's just been, I guess it's like that week right in the middle of the year almost where it's just like that breaking point. I don't know. But that's how I feel tonight. Like, it feels like a really long, drawn-out week. And it, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it is Comic Palooza weekend. If a miracle happens, I'll have this out on Sunday a day early so people can listen to it as we're at Comic Palooza. The movie we chose today, we went off script because of that reason, because Danny Trejo is going to be at Comic Palooza this year. I had an opportunity to meet him back when he was at Comic Palooza in 2000, it's probably 14 or 15, and got his autograph and stuff. So that was pretty cool. And he's back, and we're always a part of Comic Palooza. We usually do live shows from the show floor. We're foregoing that this year. Instead, we're going to do a somewhat... It's still kind of similar to what we do on the show, only it's going to be the life and times of Arnold Schwarzenegger, or the life and legacy. I don't know what I officially titled it. And we're going to kind of do a little bit of comedy bit type deal. I'm assuming I kind of put it in you guys' hands, and I'm trusting that y'all are going to do a good job. I mean, I'm going to be there. You know, it's not like I'm not going to be there.
But yeah.
I'm giving you guys the full. I'm giving you guys the floor for the format of how this is going to work, and it should be fun.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always a very reserved person when it comes to my excitement. Like, you know, whether I'm seeing Pearl Jam or a big movie, I'm just one of those people. I'm not excited until the moment. That's just how I am. And once I'm in the moment, then I get excited. You know, like once I walk into Comic Palooza tomorrow and I see the show floor, I'll be a little more excited. Right now, I'm kind of like, yeah, you know, it's just me this year. You know, and I still feel like in amongst the pandemic world, things still feel a little, I mean, not that I feel unsafe because I'm vaccinated and I feel that Comic Palooza is going to do a good job, you know, keeping things as sanitized as they can. I feel like it's almost still, are we allowed to have fun yet? You know, does that make sense? You know, you still mm-hmm. feel like there's people dying out there from this and there's still a lot going on. And it's like, is it okay to go have fun? You know? And I'm sure it will be once we're there. Yeah. What? Matt, you look like you want to comment.
Yep. Yeah, I know. I was just like, I don't know. That's, I mean, I try not to feel responsible for other bad things going on influence, you know, me wanting to go out there and have fun. Like, oh, how can I go out there and have fun? There's a serial killer on the loose or something like that, you know. But, you know, you just got to go out there and have fun, you know. Bad things happen all the time. You just got to do what Pumbaa says and put the past in your behind or something like that.
It would be funny if no one showed up for the panel.
I guess, too. It's the first big event since the pandemic. I mean, you know, really nothing. I mean, yeah.
It is the biggest con for sure. Yeah.
So, you know, so we'll see. Well, it should be fun. And then along with our Arnold Schwarzenegger panel at 12:30 on Sunday, I'm also at 3:30 that day on Matinee Heroes cast off, recasting Rogue One. So that should be fun, too. I need to try to watch a YouTube video cast off before Sunday because I have no idea exactly how the game show works. So, Waverly. You're singing, it's beautiful, but not right now.
So. Can we go home early if no one shows up?
It would have to be, we'll discuss that.
Oh, and we'll have giveaways. And on my end, I've done I haven't even promoted this. I started on a... Waverly.
Yeah, so to continue from Mark, we do have giveaways. We're giving away some DVDs and Blu-rays and, you know, of course, of Arnold movies. And, you know, we're going to have some games and some fun contests. So if you do show up, hopefully you do, we're going to have some prizes for you. And we're going to go over how Arnold came to be and what he means in pop culture and why he is the best, and he still is the best. Always will be, like Bret the Hitman Hart, except for real, you know, best there ever is, best there ever was, best there ever will be.
No, it's the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be.
Best there is, best
rolls
there
off
was.
The tongue.
Yeah. It's a good saying.
Hey, if you guys don't show up, it's a positive. If people show up, it's a positive either way.
Early day, have fun doing trivia and making Arnold impersonations.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be fine. Other than that, you know, scaled down version of Compalooza this year, but it feels good to get it going again. And then next year, things will be kind of hopefully back to normal.
Yeah, and all the panelists are fully vaccinated, so you can get up close and personal if you want.
Yeah.
There we go. Very
COVID, but
yeah, like I said, hopefully next year things are back to normal. It's not to get too much into it. It's hard to say as these variants are occurring and things are happening, and some people might have you believe that we're back in masks by September or October. So hopefully not, but we'll see. Right now, let's just enjoy the moment and enjoy the weekend and see how it goes, you know. But so yeah, look for the Rebel Radio Podcast at Compalooza. Come find us. We have stickers, so that's pretty cool, you know, and we have some giveaways and things like that. So
yes,
be fun. But for today's show, let's get into Download This, where we tell people what we watched, streamed, checked out this week. I know you guys probably finished Loki. I'm still behind on that, but I rewatched Godzilla vs. Kong. Long would be proud.
Oh, yeah.
I actually liked it better the second time. I think it's one of those movies, I think, that there's a lot going on in it, you know, as far as the action scenes and stuff. And the human story is still kind of but, like, some really well-shot action in that movie. I'm like, the CGI is still highly impressive. And, you know, we talked about it on the show before, so I won't get that much into it. But I'm like... Yeah, the first scene in the water where Godzilla and Kong first meet, I'm like, that shit's fucking awesome. Where Godzilla comes up out of the water at Kong, I'm like, holy shit, that's so cool. And they're fighting on the side of the naval carrier. I mean, it's badass. You know, just a kick-ass.
Speaking of carriers, and then, I'm about two-thirds of the way done with my generic Lego brick thingy of the World War II aircraft carrier. This sucker is dense and heavy.
It looks solid.
It is very solid. You see this? There's hardly any empty space at all in there. It's all brick on the inside. I'm like, oh my god, I spent like 7 hours building this on Sunday last week. You know?
Dang.
2,500 bricks total. Yeah, and I still got 7 more bags to go.
Did you use the craggle so it wouldn't fall apart?
Nuh-uh. Oh. I don't even know what that is.
What?
Yeah.
You don't know what the craggle is? Uh-uh. Have you seen the Lego movie?
I barely remember it.
So you don't know about the Polish remover of Nail?
No.
I'm going to have to teach you everything, Long. I'll teach you everything.
Because that shit doesn't matter to me. Okay, moving on. I don't even know how I got drafted into doing this, all this stuff.
Mark, what else did you watch?
I just lost my train of thought. there was something I watched. I'm trying to remember. It was just a repeat of something. It was nothing new. What did I watch? Besides Godzilla vs. Kong. It was on Netflix. I remember that. What was I watching? Or Amazon Prime. What was I watching on Amazon Prime? Ah, fuck. It doesn't matter.
You'll think of it whenever while we're naming off ours, and you'll be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably so. And it was just yesterday, too. When did I come home and start watching on Prime? Fuck, I don't know. Anyway. Y'all go ahead. What did y'all watch?
I constantly forget, too. And I forgot to mention that I watched The Patriot with Mel Gibson last week. I actually like that movie. I feel like everyone's good in it. The wife didn't realize Heath Ledger's in it. Of course, she loved him in 10 Things I Hate About You. And she was like, oh, my God, Heath Ledger was in this. Didn't know. It's like, yeah, that's pretty cool. And then it was on sale on Vudu, you know, for like $6 or so. So I said, why not? Why not watch, Braveheart 2.0, you know? I also watched Machete Kills. I feel like the action scenes in that one are just so over the top, ridiculous. Just had to watch it. Sofia Vergara is awesome in it. Yeah. Lady Gaga. I mean, the.
Have you guys seen.
Have
you
ever what?
Speaking of Heath Ledger, have y'all seen Lords of Dogtown, the skateboard movie? Where he plays like their mentor.
I've heard of it.
It's so good. That's an underrated.
I haven't seen it.
That's just really really good performances. Hey, Heath is so good in it. It's got Emil Hirsch in it, and he's excellent in the movie. That's a really good film that went kind of under the radar. And it's all based on a true story of the Z-Boys and the skateboard movement in the 80s. This is before Tony Hawk.
These guys.
Oh, that's the other thing I've been on my download list. I've been playing a heck of a lot of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. I got the remaster on my PS4.
There we go.
I've been playing the heck out of that. It's so much nostalgic fun. And it was pretty funny because Wyatt created a skateboarder on there that looked just like me, and was rolling on the floor laughing about it. It gave me a big beard and a cutoff shirt. And it was pretty funny.
That's funny. Longhorn hat too? Or no?
No. Just he almost bald head.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, why am I bald? Then he went and added some hair in, so it's not so bad now.
Nice.
He was trying to get me to match you guys.
But other than that and the feature movie, touched on Loki, of course, the last episode. And I know Long watched it too. Let Long talk about that.
Matt, what did you think about that one scene between Loki and Sylvie.
It was inevitable. Yeah.
Yeah, but was it kind of disgusting, you think?
It's, I still it's not like, sure what? How to feel about it, because
self-cest, incest, what is it? I don't know. What yeah. happens if you kiss a female version of yourself? Is that kind of, you know, it's,
I mean, you've got to be
it's a little disgusting.
So narcissistic, like, you know, so into yourself.
Yeah, that's peak narcissism.
And,
right?
And that's
kissing your own self.
And that's Loki, right? I mean, Loki, you know, if this yeah, is Sylvie this is the version Loki. From New York. So, yeah, it makes sense. I'm just like, OK, this is weird. But all right. Yeah. You know, variants.
I didn't feel it. I didn't feel the love, I guess.
Well, because she betrayed him right
or
afterwards.
Self love or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like, eh. And I was disappointed by the reveal. And I was like, what the fuck is this? You know? And well, heard... I don't know. I was a little disappointed. I wasn't as high on the season finale as everyone else.
Well, and I'm okay with spoilers. I'll watch it eventually. I've heard a lot of similar things what Long said, that people were a little disappointed in the finale, but. Do they directly introduce Kang, or they just kind of say he's there? I've heard
he's like, no. They introduce him. Like the yeah, he's there. He talks to him and everything. There. Yep. And they fight him look for a little like bit. Kang. And they somewhat.
He's the next big bad guy in the MCU. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have a feeling the Eternals is going to happen.
Maybe it's collective.
The Eternals is probably going to have quite a bit to do with Kang, I would imagine, when it comes out in a few months.
Yeah, because apparently the Eternals, the what they're stepping in on is the timeline, and not the and not like Thanos stuff like that. The yeah. things that they were silent about that they're now fighting is the timeline branching out and stuff. So they should be fighting a Kang or. Variants of Kang.
Right.
We'll see.
Well, and now there's all kinds of people are going back and looking at old Marvel films, and I guess there's possibly been clues to Kang the entire time. Like the similar device he wears to Tony's device and things like that, they were saying. So, and it's all been
right. Oh, yeah.
Which is, you know, I mean, some of it could be fan theories, but some of it could be actually Marvel set it all up that way, you know? We'll see in time.
Ah, maybe so. Here. See in time. Long, what else did you watch?
I finished watching Clarkson's Farm on Amazon Prime. It's a great, very good show with Jeremy Clarkson running his farm. And he has zero farming experience. And watching him bumble his way through is pretty entertaining. I highly recommend it.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's a good narrator, too. And
oh, and one of your favorite memes.
Yeah.
Just realized who that was.
Yeah. And finished watching another Prime film called James May in Japan. It was okay. Not as good as Clarkson's Farm. And, of course, Loki. And I don't know. Overall, I'd probably give the series, I'd say an A-, despite the disappointing season finale. The rest of the episodes are really good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know
A minus, B plus in that range.
I don't know what it is.
Why that's fair.
But I'll get caught up. I don't know what it is. So I guess maybe I need a little break from MCU.
I think you might find it more engaging than the last two, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can easily say that I look forward to each episode just as much as I did with The Mandalorian, you know?
That's probably fair.
Yeah.
Because, like, the last two Marvel series, I kind of, like, you know, I was like, I'd wait a few days. On this one, I tried to watch it every Wednesday as much as I could.
Yeah. Let me ask y'all something. Have y'all kept up with The Bad Batch?
No. I watched the first two episodes.
I like what I watched so far. I've just fallen behind on it.
Oh, okay. And you, Matt, what did you say about it?
I watched the first two or three episodes, and I just fell behind. You know, Loki came out, and My focus turned away from it.
I would watch it more if Stallone was the main voice.
Yeah, dude.
But hey, he's playing King Shark in Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know they introduced a young Hera into it, apparently, in last week's episode. So,
yeah. Hera's actually one of my favorite characters in Star Wars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she was always
one. Yeah, but that's it for me.
All right, well, that's it for Download This, and then let's get into today's featured film. A movie that, interesting way this movie came about. You know, Robert Rodriguez and Quentin Tarantino, of course, did the Grindhouse film with Planet Terror and Death Proof. They did these fake trailers to go with the movie, and several different fake trailers by different directors. And from these fake trailers, there were a few movies made. A Hobo with a Shotgun was made. And, of course, it's terrible, though. It's just not a very good movie. At least the one we're talking about today is a very watchable movie. And I'll straight up come out and say it. Machete's not a great movie, but my God, it's entertaining. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And it gives Danny Trejo his first starring role. And it came from a fake trailer that was so popular that people that were fans of Robert Rodriguez's Desperado movies that had Danny Trejo in them, they begged him to make this movie. And when the internet got wind of it, Danny kept bugging Robert, when are we going to make Machete? When are we going to make Machete? And basically it got made because Robert finally gave in. He said, you know what, Danny, let's make this movie. And plus the studio got behind it and gave Robert some money. And that's how Machete was able to come to fruition in 2010. And basically, to summarize this movie, it's apeshit crazy, first off. Why summarize last week? I'm going to let Matt, you summarize this movie.
So it starts off, we're introduced to Machete, and he is going to take out Torres, the Mexican drug cartel leader, who is played by Steven Seagal. This is his first role as an all-out villain. He's always been an anti-hero. Or a hero. This time he's a true head villain, and he's ruthless, just like cartel members are. You know, they'll serve you up a plate of human remains.
You talked about Steven
Seagal. Yeah. He is, his wife's killed in front of him, and he's left for dead, and he's living on the streets, and senator. Assistant sees him fighting and he says, hey, you want to take out a senator for $150,000? This guy, he thinks, he doesn't like Mexicans, basically, to put it short. And, shows him some videos to get him heated up. And he takes a machete and a rifle, but he's double crossed. He doesn't want to shoot, but they have another shooter there that shoots him in the leg and pins it on Machete. And he's got to fight these people who are linked to Torres. And eventually circle back around in an all-out war with the network, who is led by Michelle Rodriguez. And he's got Jessica Alba, who's, a customs agent by his side. And Lindsay Lohan, who is a nun all of a sudden at the end. After, she sees the light, Danny Trejo gives her the sausage, the chorizo. And she's like, you know what? I'm good now. And she just starts fighting for the cause. And then they take out Torres, and the network is victorious. And Senator McLaughlin gives his comeuppance as he dies the way he had killed many people trying to cross into the border. So that's probably as concise as I can make it without going off on too many tangents. There's so many tangents you can come off of, but we'll talk about that.
This movie is all over the place, but yet it's a lot of fun. It's not very well acted in parts. Like Jessica Alba is not good in this movie. You never buy her as a customs agent at all. You're just like, okay.
Yeah.
Like Michelle Rodriguez should have been the customs agent, but yet she's the network leader. I would have bought her as a customs agent. But Danny is good in this movie. He's having a lot of fun in the role. Not that he has to do a lot. He just has to act tough and kill a lot of people. And boy, is there a lot of blood and death in this movie. I mean, for the first 2 minutes of the film, you know what you're in for with this. Beheadings, blood everywhere. There's guts being ripped out of people. It's like, you know, in the first few minutes, like, wow, what am I watching?
Oh, yeah, dude.
There is naked women. I remember seeing this theater. And I saw this in the theaters with my ex-wife. And when the girl pulls the phone out of her woo-ha, even I was like, wow, did that just happen? I think I might have even shown that in the theater in some way. It's like, I've never seen that before. And then when I saw this on Blu-ray, like, you know, you had to stop at that scene and like, wait, this, yeah, you know, what's going on? I mean, maybe that's being a little bit older, but it's awesome. It's like she pulls a phone out of her woo-ha. And
it's true,
we're gonna
man.
Have some fun with that. We're gonna have some fun with that later. And of course, Danny picks her up and he's carrying her around the house and her butt hanging out. And he's just like, and they play like this ba-wa-cha-ka-wa-wa music every time he sees a naked chick. I guess
some 70s porn music or something.
And the whole idea of grindhouse pictures were these movies that were low budgets and they played in what they called grindhouse theaters, were kind of like not necessarily seedy theaters, but just late night movies in theaters back in the 70s and stuff. And they would play these B sci-fi movies or B action movies or crime movies that generally had over the top characters, scantily clad women, ultra violent, and there was a market for those movies that, were kind of underground, and then, you know, they became kind of cult classics, and that was the whole idea behind the grindhouse films that Robert Rodriguez and Quentin Tarantino did, and the whole idea behind Machete, you know, and so that's why it has all this kind of bizarre stuff in it. And some people watch this and they don't know that, they don't understand this, the way the movie is supposed to be presented, the way it's presented.
Yeah, you can definitely tell it's got that grainy kind of grindhouse kind of look at the beginning, and I feel like it's cleaned up after the after he's left for dead.
Yeah,
and we start into the era where he's patrolling the streets. Yeah, but man, this scene, like you said, I think the most ridiculous scene. Man, there's so many to choose from. But, man, when he just grabs the dude's intestines and uses it as a friggin' bungee cord so that he can swing into the story below, that was friggin' hilarious. And just, like, you know, I feel like they don't – it's not like Kung Pao Enter the Fist ridiculous where they do some crazy fighting stuff. You know, they don't
– Well, but that's a –
you know,
Kung
make,
Pao is a more of a –
they don't put too much attention on the, you know, ridiculousness. They do it and they – they move on, but but yeah, man.
But Kung Pao's a
so parody. So much craziness.
You know, Kung Pao's a parody, or this is supposed to be more like over the top. Not so much a parody of itself, but like just what you know. It's supposed to be more larger than life. I think would be a good thing to describe Machete. You know, this guy could
definitely
play it around and. In one motion and slice off four heads. You know, he can stab a guy and turn the turn the sword inside his body.
Oh, that was awesome.
Jump out the window by hanging.
Put a minigun on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, in some ways, this is kind of a movie that Robert Rodriguez and his buddies made because they could. You know, what can we do? If we could make any kind of movie we wanted with whatever crazy shit in it, what could we put in it? And that's what Machete is. Right, Long?
More comedy.
More comedy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can y'all hear me?
I think there are things you're supposed
to. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh. Yeah. I didn't get a chance to watch this movie this week. It's been such a crazy week. The only thing I remember from it is Robert De Niro asking a Mexican if he spoke American, and Lindsay Lohan nude scene.
Yep.
So. And yeah, I like it.
I like it.
Unfortunately,
however, Frank says it.
Unfortunately, the Jessica Alba scene is not real. They digitized her clothes off because she has a no nudity clause in her contract, which is disappointing.
Yeah.
Maybe one day we'll get Jessica naked.
We still have Sin City 1 and 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
At least they're dancing.
Right. But, you know, this movie, though, I mean, you know, then they made the sequel, which we could talk a little bit about because as much as I enjoy the Machete movies, I don't know if we'll ever get to Machete Kills because it's even more ridiculous. It's really over the top. Mel Gibson's over the top. You have to truly suspend your belief for Machete Kills, you know. And then there's been the talk of them doing a third one, and Robert Rodriguez or Danny Trejo's recently commented, like, he's told Robert, like, hey, I'm not getting any younger. If we're going to make Machete Kills in space, let's do it. And Robert Rodriguez has even talked about how they could make the movie very easily and green screen everything and do it low budget. So maybe we'll get that one day. I'd watch another one, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize SpaceX was in that film.
Oh, yeah.
I remember texting. Yeah, I remember texting you guys. Elon Musk is in that film. And he's like, okay, see ya, Machete. And they launch him into space aboard SpaceX.
It's funny, I saw Machete Kills in theaters, and I have it on Blu-ray, but I think I've only watched it twice. I don't remember it as much as the first one. You know, the first one I've seen a few more times than the second one. The first one is better, you know. But then again, this is one of those movies you can't be... I don't think you'd be too harsh on the ratings. Like, you know, IMDb has it at 5.6, and it's like, is that fair to a movie like this? Because you kind of have to take a movie like this and really forgive it for what it's trying to do, because it's not trying to be serious. It's not trying to win awards. It's just one of those movies for people that enjoy batshit crazy fucking movies.
Yeah. And that's what the second one is. So you recap the second one, there's Mel Gibson has like a sleeper agent in every country, and they have like a missile hooked up to their chest that points to the U.S. if they're taken out. And Charlie Sheen's president. Sophia Vergara is a bad guy. You've got the chameleon who's played by Lady Gaga, who can rip off her face and she becomes like Cuba Gooding Jr., Antonio Banderas. I forget the other guy she turns into, but it's very ballsy. And they're like, you know what, we're just going to go even crazier, and it works. I don't know if it's better than this film. If you feel like more amounts of batshit crazy action equal better movie, then absolutely, it's probably more batshit crazy. A lot of Dust Till Dawn references. They give Sofia Vergara the penis pistol that she wears on her crotch from Dust Till Dawn. And she's got machine gun jugs that would put the fembots to shame from Austin Powers. They're like Gatling machine gun jugs. And right. She's just awesome, man. Her acting, she steals the show. I really like Machete. You know, it came out, of course, 11 years ago. And I think it still holds up. There's definitely some hilarious and awesome lore to this film, especially Machete's catchphrase coming from an exchange that was between Robert Rodriguez and Danny Trejo. It's like Danny Trejo kept calling Robert Rodriguez, and he said, why don't you just text me? Just text me. And he's like, Machete, don't text. Text him that. And he's just like, okay, this has to be done.
And I think the coolest thing about like some of these younger directors like Robert Rodriguez and these actors like Danny Trejo, who understands how blessed he is to be where he is, you know, they get their audiences. They don't try to sell things to their audience. They just go out and make fun movies. And you know, and Danny's going to be at Compalooza this weekend. I heard him talk with a Compalooza a few years ago, and he just truly is grateful for where he's at as a fan. Or as an actor, and he's really cool with his fans, and that's why he wanted to make this movie. He knew people would like it and appreciate it, and like you said, it's a fun movie. you know, you can't be too harsh on it for what it is. It's a blast to watch. It's like I said, it's a movie for people that like movies.
I remember having fun watching the movie on home video. I didn't watch it in the theaters, but I did get a kick out of the fake trailer that what inspired it, you know. So
yeah, and almost all the scenes.
Now I'm waiting for that Thanksgiving Kills movie.
Oh, that one's been in production forever. I don't think it's ever going to happen. I don't think Eli Roth is in good favor with his Hollywood friends, if that makes sense. Because it seems like he did those Hostel movies, and then what has he really done since, you know?
Did he do Saul?
He did Book of Eli, right?
Oh.
No, Book of Eli is the same brother, the Hughes brothers. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, Eli Roth, I don't know. I just wonder sometimes if he's in good favor with Hollywood, because he doesn't seem to be able to get movies made. So, who knows? But Machete's a fun movie. Maybe I'm being a little generous with this, but I give it an A-. I mean, you know, maybe a B+, A-. I think it's a fun movie if you just want to watch something that's totally, totally crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably the best pitch for it. Batshit crazy action. And it works. It just works.
So what'd you give it ranking-wise?
B for B movie.
I guess
I'll give it a B. Yeah.
Which brings us to our top five, which is...
I didn't even do that either. I forgot about it.
Oh, man. This is a good one.
Yeah, dude. So,
we're going a little wrong.
You can do it on the spot, Long. You can do it on the spot.
Okay, we've done.
I don't even know what the top five was.
Top five things.
I mean, I know you texted it.
Top five things a woman can pull out of her wuha. Why not?
Oh, okay.
Because that happens in this movie, and it's fucking amazing.
Okay.
Long, you crack me up sometimes. You're just psycho. Matt, I will let you go first.
Yeah, so I figure if you have a cool body cavity, it's probably useful to keep a snack for later in there. So she probably has like a, you know, could hold like a taquito in there, you know, for later. In case you get hungry.
Oh, this is bad. Well, I have it number five.
I can
five.
Only think of two right now. I am so tired right now.
I have it number five. Since, you know, she could be working with Machete. No, I won't play that game. She could be working with Machete on a secret mission or something, and maybe she keeps a secret message up there. You know?
Secret message. Yeah, that could work. Yeah,
she could have a secret message up in there.
Yeah.
So long, you're skipping number five, you slacker.
Skip. I'm skipping everything until number two. Pass. Go ahead, Matt.
Okay. For number four, you know, you don't want people taking your weed if you get jumped out on the streets fighting a bunch of illegals. So you probably keep your weed in there.
Number four. I have some similar stuff. Number four, like, what if you have nowhere else to put your money? And it's a lot of money. You just shove it up your woo-ha.
There you go.
Keep your $1,000 bills up there. You know?
$1,000 bills.
Number three.
Number three.
Long's like, I can't believe we're doing this.
You can never find the remote.
And you're complaining about planes?
Yeah, I'm getting you back, Mitch.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't want to put the cell phone, but you know, sometimes when you're at home, you can't find the remote. What if it's there? And that's why you can't find it. Just a thought. Could be hiding space.
At number three, is your number four? I was the same way. Like, you got to put your weed somewhere. Shove it up your pussy. So did number two.
Number two? I got a
number three now. I got a number three.
You have a number three? Okay. All right,
I have a number three.
Do it long.
My number three is a bottle cap opener. So that way, if I want to drink beer, I could just, hey, woman, spread them legs. And then, thank you, woman. I love you.
I love you.
Yes, I love you.
This is the best top.
And then I drink. Oh, uh-huh.
Wasn't that in Coyote Ugly or something?
Mm.
I don't know. I didn't pay attention to anything that was going on in that movie.
I never watched the movie.
I only pay attention to the girls. I didn't know there was a plot to that movie.
Yeah, for real.
I barely remember it.
Number two, I went with what you said, Mark. The money, but I said wallet.
And I have something similar to wallet number two. Like, well, if you had nowhere to put your identification, you shove it up your woo-ha.
There you go. You won't lose your ID.
My number two. Well, actually, it's not my number two. It's like something I saw in the movie, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, starring Terrence Stamp and Hugo Weaving, when they go to a random bar, and then like they go to the strip club, and the stripper brought out a bowl of ping pongs. And she started like shooting the ping pongs from her, badge.
Wow!
and then the main actress like, whoa, that's screwed up looking. But you see these ping pongs flying across the street. I'm like, okay, that's freaking hilarious.
That's awesome. So,
yeah, and the guys who are watching it, in the strip joint, they're like, woo, throwing money at her. For each ping pong that was being shot out. I'm like, oh my God, this is so bizarre, but it's funny.
It's an odd way to play Nerf, but okay.
Yeah. Number one.
Number one, it's something I saw in the remake of Texas Chainsaw Massacre with Jessica Biel, and that is pulling a gun out of your hoo-ha.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Mark. What's your number?
My number one was similar to one of Matt's earlier. A snack, but I had a specific snack. You ready for this?
I'm ready for it, man. Lay it on us.
She might want a banana.
Yes, a banana.
I mean, you know, it would fit perfect up there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, it could.
Slide it right out. Unwrap it, snack on it.
Boom.
Now, my number one is going to be... My number one is going to be pretty tame compared to y'all, but I would put a baby in it.
Oh.
And I would do it the traditional way.
Bow, 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 bow. Boom.
That kid's going to be my retirement fund. Meal ticket.
There we go. Nice. The obvious choice. The obvious.
The obvious.
The obvious choice is often the first choice.
That was a great top five.
It was great. Could be the greatest. Could be.
I could only come with three, but I did. I tried.
Boats was okay. Planes was a stretch last week. That was a stretch. At least boats seem to play a bigger part in films, but planes was a bit of a stretch. But this was good. Sometimes you gotta have a little fun with the top five. It doesn't always have to be
stupid. Absolutely.
I didn't go with top five unicycles in movies.
Unicycles.
Anyway. Let's do a little bit of news before we preview next week's film.
Yes.
Speaking of Loki, they did announce already that it's the first Marvel show that will have a season two. So I guess that's good, since there doesn't seem to be a season two of WandaVision or Falcon happening. And people seem to really like the movie. And one thing I do have to say is I do really enjoy Tom Hiddleston in the role. You know, he's really good in it. He's earned himself an iconic place as much as Hugh Jackman as Wolverine or some of these other guys that have played superheroes and villains for a long time. And I think Tom Hiddleston's great, so it's good that he's going to get to play the part some more. Long, nice. I know we've been back and forth with Star Trek and whether they're going to reboot it or not. And what are you doing, Matt?
Hmm?
You were like popping beer bottles or something?
I can't no.
You were doing something. And
no.
So Matt Shakman, or Shakman, who directed some of the WandaVision stuff, is going to now he's being brought on board to continue Star Trek, but instead of a reboot this time, he wants to continue the Kelvin timeline. He believes that he can get all the actors back together and make a Star Trek 4. So we'll see. You know?
Yeah, if he could somehow convince Paramount to not be so fucking cheap.
Well, yeah, and you gotta get Chris Pine there. I mean, you can't shoot it till next year because Zoe Saldana's busy doing Avatar all year long, and then as soon as she's done with Avatar, she's shooting Guardians 3. So you know it's gonna be a while before she's able to shoot this, but we'll see. I guess there's hope at least because I think we all agree we'd like to see at least one more movie in the Kelvin timeline. You know, I know it's difficult with contracts today and stuff to get 8 or 9 films like you did in the old days with the Star Trek films, but give us one more at least and let this crew go out with a proper send off, so to speak, you know?
And yeah,
we'll see if that happens. Cause I did enjoy the other 3 movies. Lastly, you know, we Disney did their Disney Gallery show for the Mandalorian season 1. They just did a special for season 2 and everybody was asking, well, what about the Luke episode, the finale? Well, now we know they have a whole entire Disney Gallery episode just for the season finale, The Mandalorian season 2, which is going to be on in a few weeks in August. So we get to see how they did that neat Luke stuff they did on screen. So that'd be cool. I'm kind of looking forward to watching that. I did enjoy the gallery stuff. It's pretty good. You can go behind the scenes of that show. So, in fact, I like it enough that I hope maybe they do that with some of the Marvel shows too. It'd be neat to see some more behind the scenes stuff like that, especially if it's as well done as they've done it. So we'll see. But that's all the news. Kind of a slower week, unless you guys can.
Oh, I got one.
Go ahead.
Yeah, kind of a minor news, but Antonio Banderas has been cast in Indiana Jones 5.
I did see that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I love it.
That'll be interesting.
Antonio Banderas, yeah. It's you know, Indiana Jones 5 is sometimes you think, it. Why are we getting another Indiana Jones film? But you look at this cast with Mads Mikkelsen and now Antonio Banderas and just James Mangold as a director. It's shaping up, I think, to be a really exciting thing. But
Indy's going to die.
Nope, not gonna happen.
Yeah, the James Mangold film. He's gonna die.
It's true.
Maybe this will be the one time that it doesn't happen. Harrison Ford has insisted that the character will not die. And I think even George and Spielberg have talked about where there's a clause where he'll never die. So, but then again,
we'll see how strong that is. I didn't expect Han Solo to die in The Force Awakens.
Oh, really? You didn't? I kind of saw that coming. I kind of had a feeling.
I didn't.
Maybe not the moment, but I had a feeling that Harrison was not doing it. Because they barely got him to come back, so I knew that, you know. And, Next week, it doesn't get any better as far as the raunchiness next week on the show. Raunchy in a different way than Machete was. Not quite a violent movie, but y'all always begging me to do comedies and stuff, you know, so I have, you know, you got to let me do the comedies that are in my genre wheel sometimes. And, you know, that's fair. You know. And so we're going to talk Kevin Smith's 15th anniversary of Clerks 2. Next week on the
show. That's not a comedy.
Terrorist. I left the coffee pot on again, didn't I?
Never before.
32 and you're flipping burgers?
Is anyone else from our graduating class back there?
Read so many. Done so little.
Sometimes I wish I did a little more with my life instead of hanging out in front of places. Maybe be an astronaut. Be the first to find a new alien life form.
And nail it.
What?
And gone so far.
Those taste like flies, don't they?
Ew.
No subject is too sacred.
Those Hobbit movies were boring as hell.
Say what you will about Jesus, but leave the rings out of this.
No moment is too personal.
I think there's something going on between you two.
We had sexual night after work a few weeks ago.
What? Where?
Here, on the prep station.
Oh, that was just wrong.
No dream is too big.
We are going to peep something we've been talking about since we saw Bachelor Party when we were 12.
I'm disgusted and repulsed and I can't look away.
Works too.
One ring to rule them.
One ring to find them.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
It's a comedy.
And, it's a stoner comedy, but it's still a comedy.
Like half-baked.
Stoner comedy. Jay and Silent Bob's, the Jay and Silent Bob movies are more stoner comedies. Clerks 2 is about relationships and funny stuff with relationships. And a little bestiality in it, which is a little bizarre at the end of the movie. But it's got Rosario Dawson dancing in it. The roof scene is fantastic. Where she's dancing. It's worth watching just for that. You know that's true. So, but, you know, as we talked about many times in the show, Kevin Smith's a big influence for podcasting and things and some of the movies I like. And so, you know, we did the 20th anniversary of Clerks a couple years ago and or 25th anniversary, whatever it was. So now we're going to do the 15th anniversary of its sequel, Clerks 2, next week on the show. So, be fine. Not sure if it's streaming anywhere, but I own a copy of it, so I know you can rent it like on Amazon Prime or YouTube. Why did I say YouTube? Vudu. So it should be available to watch. So that's on next week's show, and until then, this weekend we're gonna go hang out at Compalooza and have a good time. We'll see how that goes with the Arnold Schwarzenegger thing. I will have my digital recorder with me, so I'll try to maybe record it and see if it comes out good, and we might put out as a special thing if it comes out kind of funny, and we'll see. But
yeah,
see us out there at Compalooza, say hi, and we'll see all our friends out there, and until next time, be safe, and go to rebelradiopodcast.com, and this is Mark.
This has been Matt.
This long, just breathing air.
Until next time, remember, machete, don't text, and go there and do it.
And do it.